Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna be pale if I can run away from it.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, an international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Cyanide.
Interface complete.
Now
$50. Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance.
You know what my motto is? I don't show no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
Time to see fame.
Brother George,
pass the torch.
Can't see the flame.
We can't see the flame.
Brother George,
pass the torch. competition. With your weak games and lies, they got enough to listen.
Come on,
to all of your Facebooks and your BS. You'll need to learn how to pass the
coach
and help someone else besides yourself.
Mother
pass the coach, pass the coach. Don't keep it to yourself. You
come
gotta
on,
pass the coach, pass the coach, and get the coach to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because you know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know
boom,
the life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood,
my hood,
so everybody can take it, eat
that's
it,
right,
and it's all
be
good.
What you want,
please step off of me
don't
and pass the toast,
either,
and don't keep it to yourself, and that's for sure.
Pass the torch,
pass
the
torch.
We can't see the flames,
we
can have
somebody
else. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch,
one
pass
two
the torch.
Five.
We can't see the flames,
oh,
we can't
help
see
somebody.
The flames. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Yeah.
Take it, Brother Jerry.
It's changed two words. Hear me out. I'm locked up,
Brother
yeah,
King.
G, he built me out.
Thank
and right
God,
then I understood, passed the torch. I helped him, he helped me, and that's how we buy with cost. And now buy and boss. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off,
yep,
but you don't hear me though.
Nah.
We get a gun and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing,
we
the government silly
studio.
It's silly though, the white ones really though.
We love you, baby,
if you fix
but God
roof,
love
even
you,
if
man.
You fix it too. Just pass the torch
please,
so someone else
please,
can fix it too.
They
got a state by
you.
The river, paid off in December. And think, I was late in November.
Damn.
Black support, stop
right.
Passing snore.
Yeah. Don't let
three
that stop
the charm,
you.
Homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
I know
share the torch, share the torch.
You start,
it's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Put it
pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Share the torch, share the torch.
You can do
it's
what
time
you
to see
do
flames, it's time to see fame.
Pass the torch, pass the torch.
Ain't no stopping
don't
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Right.
You gotta pass the torch. Pass the toast and get a toast to
someone
else.
Come on, Brother David.
Pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You got to pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Mr. Gang.
Well,
yeah, Brother Gang.
Pass
the toast. I know men are
millionaires.
They got all kind of wealth. It's just burdening all amongst their family members or their friends. Help somebody. We can quit jobs. We can quit all kind of wealth. We're going to make everybody successful. All you got to do is just reach back and pour somebody out. Share the torch. You can do anything what you want to do. Money make money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have no poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's
help
start
somebody.
Reaching back and helping our family members, our friends, people that you don't even know. You can help them. God
right.
Said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
All
help
right.
Somebody. Pour somebody up. All you can do is let's start today. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's just try to touch somebody else's hand.
Pass
and make this world a better place
we
if we can.
We
I know we can.
Flame.
Let's pass the torch.
Share the
oh, this is beautiful. Let's just pass the torch amongst each other.
Pass
let's start something.
We
can start
we
something that will last all over the world.
Flame.
Let's
share
stop the world and start spreading love by pass
the
torch. It's enough. It's enough. Ain't no use for nobody being greedy. It's enough for everybody. Oh, we fight. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's pass the
torch.
Pass
the
let's
torch.
Do this for the Lord.
We can't see
the
flames.
We can't
the
see
torch.
The flames.
Oh,
share
we
can
torch.
Do it.
Share the torch.
To all the beautiful
it's
people in the world.
It's
time
to
spread some love.
Pass
the
torch.
Pass
the torch.
You can do it.
We can't
let's
see
do
the
it today.
We can't see
oh,
the flames.
It's beautiful to
share
pass that
torch. Share the
it's beautiful to help somebody.
It's time to see
oh, you
can't
leave
it.
You leave it. What you going to do? You can't take it with you.
Flame up, everybody! Flame up! Let's pass the torch. Flame up, everybody! Let's see what the world's all about.
Flame up, everybody!
Let's bring another.
Gargantuan explosion! Oh my God! I don't believe it. The Northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building.
Man, they just don't know. They fucking with the best. I'm like blowing snow up your motherfucking nose.
the jackal, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure the fucking world knows the game, the legend, the name. You can't fuck with me, dog. I'm insane in the brain, like Cypress Hill back in the days. Yeah, I'm smoking trees, man, chronic for days. I don't give a shit, man. I got the pistol next to me. MCs come around the block, they gon' get deceased quickly. I ain't even fucking around. These motherfuckers think I'm toying with the gun around. Man, I blast it quick. The jackal is sick. MCs don't wanna see me, man. That's why they suck dick. These motherfuckers ain't real. Look at him staring at the bling on my neck, man. The bling that I'm wearing. You can't fuck with a nigga like me. The J to the A to the motherfucking C. K-A-L, nigga, you know where that spells. It's the jackal, baby, I'm sending you straight to hell. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fucking with the jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please, get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
Let's not take a fucking minute. Let's go again.
Yeah. Man, I'm pistol packing, crown snatching. Leave a nigga on the floor bleeding while laughing. It's all a joke, really. Nigga, don't be silly. You won't false move out. Show you I'm like Billy the Kid. I'm quick witted. And lyrically, I'm the spitting image of every boss nigga who ever did it. I'm that nigga you all been waiting on. The son of the sun, the golden one with the golden tongue. With the mind of Einstein. See, this some next level shit, so in hindsight, I suggest you think twice before you set your white sights. On the ground, sitting nice and tight on my head, before I leave your bitch ass bleeding bloody red. I think you should instead keep moving. Make your papers before you end up brewing. Like Gary Coleman on life support, getting the plug pulled by some crack whore. They say life is like a box of chocolates, until they running from my fucking rockets. Yo, I'm on a mission for perfection. This the second coming, call it my resurrection. The jackal, baby, you can't fuck with it. On a one-way trip, can't fuck with me, man, I'm telling you I'm slick. Why do these niggas even wanna try? I don't know, man, it's like they wanna die. Can't fuck with me, you're on a one-way trip. Fuck you with the jackal, man, you don't know I'm slick. Come on, nigga, please get on your knees. Beg to God for some fucking mercy.
Superstar.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? This is your boy Vince, you know what I'm saying? I'm live from the motherfucking mouth away, nigga. Dope boy swag. Them hoes love my motherfucking swag, nigga. Now I'm talking about Total Vegas. Yeah.
I might die. I need a slow boy. Bitches love taking bitches with the dope boy. Work online. That mean I'm eating good. I got them crackers taking bitches of my neighborhood. Baby, it's all gravy. Okay, it's all good.
Eating good.
Yeah.
treat you like a fuck, nigga. And I ain't worried about your pussy ass niggas who hate. I'ma count my money right in your face.
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Knocking out the grounding on the highway 88, so I'm clowning. Old folks at the stoplight, they frowning. Subs in the trunk like a wolf, they howling. Six figures I beat down the street, growling. Waking up the dead at the cemetery, pounding. Hit the kill switch, 619 still rambling. Turning back on, that was really, really pounding. Fuck the police, pull me over, I'm clowning. Madison Hills, deal, yeah, northbound. Wop in my lap, niggas hitting money, counting. Niggas hate me, but they bitches ain't doubting. But I'm fuck, that's pounding. All skates and kickers, yeah, they hitting. Sounds like bombs in the box, dropping bombs. I don't give a fuck, that slump like why.
Y'all know real quick.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect. Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy cut. Oh, tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the crazy cut, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference.
What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, ring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
No lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock.
It's your duty as a gentleman.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
All now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountaineers present Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Avon calling.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. .com right now.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
Are you ready to be beamed up on one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host Sayonai from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Fries at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
It's brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food, it's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore!
If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal!
Cars that break down!
B,
if you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass!
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit!
Guaranteed!
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass!
You heard us right!
Shove it up your ugly ass!
Bring your tray!
Bring your time!
Bring your wife!
We'll fuck her!
That's right, we'll fuck your wife!
Because it's Big Bill Hell!
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday!
Take a hike to Big Bill Hell!
Home of Callan's pissing.
That's right, Callan's pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write out the check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
It is a good day to die.
The world.
world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out!
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
I'll boom it, boom it. I'll boom it, boom it. I'll boom it, boom it. My chest was supposed to grow. My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boobies, boobies, my breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery, I want to be a D. Bigger memories, I want them to show now. No B-cup, my chest flatness was killing me. I paid for these, paid for these. I look 32, I'm just a child. I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size. Oh,
wow! Congratulations!
I see they told you I was a pig.
All right, people. Let's get on up in here and do what we do. Scale is biatch. Saturday is in full effect. God damn it, y'all already know what the fuck time it is. Let me beam in my motherfucking co-host up in this mood I make. You know what I'm saying? Up in this mood I make, I man. And hold on, what the is going on? Timmy, where the fuck you at, man? Excuse me, people. I got to do some discipline real quick. Y'all, excuse me. Get your
Timmy!
All right, there we go, there we go. Hit him up, Timmy. Hard, baby. Ow!
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Reckon the game entertained.
No Vulcan mind probe.
Is in the building. Huh?
The Vulcan
well, mind
in. The Vulcan mind probe will come back. Hey, there's nothing in there.
Well, nothing but green smoke. It's all cloudy in there, Captain. It's all cloudy. It's 100% cloudy. Hey, shout out to Alexander for posting the Illuminati video, you know what I'm saying, filled with, all the signs that you need to recognize, people. But, it's a pretty nice song. I'm not a big Eminem fan, but, you know. Why they too stupid? Anyway, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, you better watch the video with your third eye open. Shout out to Florida UFO, Pamela Angel, and of course, Mr. Sayonai, up in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big. And kind of weird, man, I'm reading the headlines and they're talking about motherfucking Kevin Costner. Which is the big movie actor, you know what I'm saying? Old, well, not big anymore, but old school movie actor. And talking about he got this device that it can separate the, basically, it sounds like the motherfucker got a high-speed cement mixer with motherfucking holes on the bitch. And all the shit is doing is spinning, you know what I'm saying, spinning real fast. And then it's separating the oil and the water, you know what I'm saying, goes elsewhere. Now, you know, I'm pretty sure, but there's been 1,000 damn ideas come along and they just keep turning everybody down, talking about they don't want no help. If you got a fucking problem, you got inventions, it should be 1,000 people with every goddamn invention out there to help clean that shit up. There ain't too many inventions. I don't give a fuck if you got a straw with a battery on that motherfucker and it pumps out goddamn oil and with a filter in it. And that's how you separate the oil. Get your ass out there with your little shit and help out. You know what I'm saying? But that's the problem, man. They sitting up here trying to, you know, give glory to one person and shit with some fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? When they had all these other people come along with sure shot ideas, you know what I'm saying? But don't give them any love on them. Don't give them any credit or anything. So. It's all good, man. It's some bullshit, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
How long has this been dragging along now?
Shit, we probably into... Well, like I'm already telling you. They say it's going to be August, so that's what? April, May, June, July, August. It's 5 months, so that's 150. Yeah, 6, 9. So that's 150 days. So they have of what that exactly it'll be exactly half of what it was 25 years ago. You know what I'm saying? 25 years ago, it took 290 days to fix the oil leak. But they was over half the depth of what they at now. They was at almost 12,000 feet. They was only at like 6,000 feet right now. You know what I'm saying? In shallower water. So for you not to be able to motherfucking plug it at that depth, and they plugged it at, you know, twice the depth 25 years ago, come the fuck on. I'm just saying. It's going to be half the time of what it took 25 years ago. And I ain't no motherfucking Miss Cleo, no fortune teller. You know what I'm saying?
Lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not that. I'm not that. Yeah. But you can call me.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading.
Because otherwise, we're up in the dark. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, a couple of people, even the dudes with the hay ideal and all that, they ain't give them motherfuckers no love, no kind of ideal, no shout outs, no none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Even to dry the shit up on the surface, you know? And now they got this motherfucker so he can come along and he done found a way to get him some oil and shit. So now he can pump him some goddamn oil and start his own oil company and pump his damn shit up. Now then you get KC Oil or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Costner Oil, you know what I'm saying? How the fuck he get his own oil company? Exactly. This is his startup business right here. He funded the first $20 million, you know what I'm saying, to get his shit set up, and they're going to motherfucking fund the rest of it. Let him bring that bullshit out there, suck him up some free barrels just like everybody else, getting in where they fit in, and he'll be the goddamn celebrity bitch boy, you know what I'm saying, for the whole campaign. But, of course, that could just be my conspiracy theory. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, look out for it. KC Oil, goddamn it. Imagine that. Kevin Costner Oil, yeah. Mm-hmm. Might not be in a state near you, but it'll be one of these states, probably his own state. You'll see some little shit pop up, tell some KC Oil, like, where the hell did he do that at? Yeah. But that's just a conspiracy theory, people. You know? Imagine that.
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Oh, sorry, people. That's Timmy. He, you know what I'm saying? He be, you know what I'm saying? This ain't a school bus. So he used to licking windows. But instead, you know what I'm saying? He be, you know, just rolling and licking all the controls and shit. So sometimes shit be going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Oh, groovy, baby.
My bad, people. Let's get back into it. You know what I'm saying? We're right here live. This is Scandalous Biatch Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? Where we, put motherfuckers on blast. You know what I'm saying? Come through, share a story or two. you know, about what's going on all week long. You know what I'm saying? Some bullshit done happened to you. Been screwed over, taken advantage of, disrespected. This is the time. This is your day to get it out. Shouts out to Groovy Bone out there listening on the iPhones and all my peoples out there on the applications, you know what I'm saying? Listening in on the Blog Talk apps, you know what I'm saying? That's real big. Appreciate it. Everybody re-airing this on your prospective websites. Appreciate that. Much love. And whatever the fuck else websites, I don't put it on. I don't smoke too much. I don't got them. You know what I'm saying? But they out there. They out there. And it's going down real big. So, yeah, that's one thing that's in the headline. Got the wrong song just now. Oh. Damn, what the hell did I do? Oh, I need that link. Hold on. Do-do-do-do-do. Get the Eminem song going down, and I'll upload it for you guys in a minute. Even though I don't play no motherfucking commercial shit, I will give his ass a roll just because it's by a popular request. And that's from my overseas resident. So I shall grant him that wish and download it. So, bam, hold on just a second. Convert this over real quick. And, yeah, if anybody needs a YouTube converter, check this out. If, you know what I'm saying? If you like some of them YouTubes that you be grabbing and you don't know how to save them, you know what I'm saying, or download them, go to download.com or download.net and then type in any video converter. And it's a free program, and you can convert all your YouTube videos into all kind of other formats. Windows Media View, Flash, for your little MP3 players and stuff like that. So, you know, go and check that out. Yeah. Techno Fix, Caution, Sex Ambient Mix. Techno Fix, 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 Strictly Rhythm. I get into my own mega mix sometimes, you know what I'm saying? All right. Let's listen in, people. This is strictly rhythm.
Baseline.
Hey, I can send anybody this track, too, if y'all want the track. It seems like people have been having a hard time finding it. I can send you the track. I'm going to snatch it off the video.
I have the track.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, sure.
Shit, you're old, man. Oh, shit, wait a minute. He's the same age as me. Fuck. What you doing, man? What you doing? Is this the original song? It go like this, or this is some? This is just.
No. Yeah, there are multiple mixes of that song, but this is the one that's the most famous. That's the most popular. It was a real club sound in the early 90s.
That's real text mix. Yeah, I got my MC Hammer pants on right now. The Fix. All right, well, while we get perverted, you know what I'm saying? And go ahead and get this downloaded real quick. Is he talking about shooting up?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'm like, ma'am, we don't support drugs on this program. Unless it's marijuana. Marijuana, you don't know that. Let's see, world leaders slam North Korea and Iran. storm could be the latest problem in the spill cleanup since we got the damn hurricane season supposed to be coming. But we prayed against that here in the local community. Therefore, there shall not be any hurricanes this season. U.S. teen sailors reunited with brother after ordeal. Palin decries dumpster divers at California campus. Electricity-starved Iraqis obsession. Generators. New GOP group plans to spend millions this fall. We already know that because they're trying to bankrupt us. Yeah. And the U.S., Turkey must demonstrate commitment to the West. Okay, those are your top stories on Yahoo Headlines.
Yahoo.
You've been put into the fix. Let's go into some sports news, man. Get y'all some other shit. How about that? But I went into the club, man. I hung out at the club last night. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't been in the club in like 6-7 months, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it sucks now. It just sucks. No more clubbing for me, people. Strictly on the business, man. Yeah, a bunch of young potheads, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that, but yeah. You know.
Freaking
youngins.
What's the sport news you want to talk about?
Oh, Lakers beat Celtics to win NBA championships. Congratulations. Tiger Woods is in the news, sitting next to some groovy white chick. Probably find out what's going on with him in a minute. Serena Williams beats Sabolkova. Is that right?
I guess so. From Russia?
Russian. Yeah. Sabolkova. To reach the fourth round. And Sharapova into fourth round, Wimbledon after easy win. I hear you.
Don't forget that 1.5 hour after the show, the USA has to play their finals against Ghana for the World Cup.
What? They getting their ass smashed.
No. Ghana isn't playing that well. They have a good chance of making it into the next round.
Fuck. Oh, sorry, people. South Africa trying to study. How about this? Uruguay beat South Korea 2-1 in a round of 16.
Does it show who scored?
Huh?
Does it show who scored?
Uruguay beat South Korea 2-1 in round 16. Am I supposed to be seeing something else?
One of my favorite players, because he plays at a team in the Netherlands. He scored two goals. He scored both goals. So, yeah.
Oh. Game on the line, Luis Suarez sidestepped two defenders in the driving rain and struck a right-footed shot from the edge of the penalty area.
Yeah, that's the one. I've been talking about that player for a couple of years since I ever saw him playing for the first time. And then it's really cool that he gets a chance to show what he can do at the world stage. So he'll probably get sold this summer.
That's what's up. Time for critics to say sorry, says Maradona. Who the hell is that?
Maradona? You don't know who Maradona is?
Diego Maradona.
You don't know who that is? Oh, he's one of the most famous soccer players of the world of all times. He leaded Argentina to the World Cup in 1986. All mediocre players around him. The only good player on the team was him. And he took the team to the finals and to the World Cup. That was really, really, really amazing.
I like this mix right here. Yeah. Hell no, nah, hey, listen, people. There's nothing soccer about me. I grew up running track and field. If you look at me, you can probably understand that. It's track and field, baby. And a little bit of football. But you know, really wanting with all that remembrance shit, you know what I'm saying, remembering plays. Okay, see, you got to go down, you got to make a quick left, sharp, make a piggly wiggly, then I want you to come around the defender, okay, then you're going to double back, okay, do a triple rope, man, fuck all that, coach. I ain't with that shit. Fuck baseball, too, because too many people kept getting hit in the balls and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hell no. I ain't with baseball. I ain't with croquet. I ain't with goddamn badminton. I ain't with none of that shit. Volleyball, you ain't hitting me in the goddamn nose with a fucking ball at 30 miles an hour and shit.
Are you
track
more
and field, swimming.
Endurance runner or a sprint runner?
Look, well, 400 was mine, and 400 meters is my thing. Not really no mile runner, no 2 mile shit and all that.
I wasn't really good at the long distances. I was pretty good at the 100. I did 100 meters, what is that, 60 yards?
What's up, you want to race? You ready?
I don't know. What's your time?
In the meter, I got down by the 4 flat.
No, yeah. the 60 yards, the shortest distance that you can
4
run.
4 flat. We think I'm lying. You think I'm lying?
Yeah, that would be two times as fast as the world record.
Well, I'm just saying, back then I could do that. They just didn't want to. They didn't want to record my time because I was black. You know, you can always use that excuse. You know, I can always use that one. You know,
have you ever heard of Carl Lewis?
Yeah, but Carl was shit. But the fastest was what, like nine point something seconds?
I don't know. I remember the time in 1988, Ben Johnson, that was taken out because he did all kind of drugs, stimulants,
yeah.
All that,
and
was 988 or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's somewhere around 9 and some change.
But that that guy that is running now, that bold guy from Jamaica, he's killing
all
the guys.
Yeah, Asia Asia, Europe, Aram, Euro Bolt.
You're Saint Bolt or something
sure?
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that motherfucker, hell.
He's fast. Oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's what we do, man. Get amazed, man. Get amazed. Let's go down here to Valencia, Spain. Who was Vettel? Vettel takes pole at European GP. That's, what's that, racing? Yeah, Sebastian Vettel earned Red Bull's 8th pole in 9 Formula One races this season, posting the fastest time in qualifying Saturday for the European Grand Prix. You watched that?
No.
Race car driving and shit? You know,
No. That doesn't interest me in any bit. Going around the track in a car. If it's rally racing, that's okay. I like that. But, no. Formula One, I think it's really boring.
Well, this is the dumbass chick, you know what I'm saying? 16-year-old Californian sailor Abby Sunderland got a big hug from her brother Saturday on the appropriately named Reunion Island and again defended her family for letting her try to sail around the world alone. Bitch, I will cuss your old dumbass family out. I mean, motherfuckers let kids do some stupid shit, man. That's what the fuck term kids is for. You get your dumbass 18, you get your fuck ass breaking records. You know what I'm saying? But, come on, man. Going around the fucking world by yourself. That's some stupid shit. That's just some stupid shit. All the pedophiles and all the shit we got floating around the world. Right. Grown-ass women getting kidnapped. Right. Grown-ass men getting kidnapped. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. But, yeah, I mean, so-called pull that bullshit, you know. What the hell is going on? Come on, man. Goddamn Google Chrome. Google Chrome is freezing up, ladies and gentlemen. I have to shut it down. And, Wrong move.
Using a phone to call in, right?
Uh-oh. Huh?
You're using a phone to call in, right?
Yeah.
So the show
won't
drop.
Why do you use Skype? You know what I'm saying? But I don't
yeah, but if your browser goes down, you'll leave me alone again, and I don't have any material, so...
Oh, yeah, that's what...
Don't do that.
That's what the Skype does for you, people. It's semi-reliable. But then the computer relies on everything, so, or the internet. And if Obama puts the switch, we'll be shut down. Dun, dun, dun. Don't worry, I got all my, majority of all my episodes downloaded. So if the internet goes down, they'll be on sale for $20 a piece. Oh, did I say that? My
fan. $10 a piece?
Hey. You know what I'm saying? They'll be high demand then. You know what I'm saying? Can't get free access to them like you can now. You can just download for free now. But after that, hey, you had your chance. You had your chance. You know what I'm saying? Damn right. What the hell is this?
What you looking at?
Oh, some shit popped up talking about get you... authenticate your password, some crap.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's get back on the, because I'm digging that groovy music. The techno, I like that pretty hot. I have to download that one. I got the other one, though, so listen to that in just a second. And before we get into that, you know what I'm saying, I got to walk over here. All right. Get something started, you know what I'm saying? Get it started, people. We gotta get it started. Y'all don't even know it's at the top of the hour. I will be around here, Mike. While souping y'all up, give me y'all some serious headlines so we can get stuck nutty. You know what I'm saying? Get nutty, man. What's happening, nutty news? Saturday style. Obama, 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 Obama. Oh, the Obama zone. Somebody post that link. Post Obama, Obama, Obama.
Obama, Obama,
Obama. Obama, Obama, Obama. Yo, Obama. One time for the guest who is not identified in 0.3 seconds. We'll be getting the virtual boot. Shouts out to Nisha. See you, girl. What's happening? Welcome to the shit out. You know. But tell us out, Pete. We got to give y'all a little warning here. You know what I'm saying? Because you come on this show, and people be thinking, you know, this is a family show or something. You know. It's not. You know what I'm saying? You riding out with Captain Smell So Good. And my international co-host, Mr. Motherfucking Zainai.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Like a, you know, like one of the balloons and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, why the hell do I do that every time? What the f*** did I get this, do this for? You know what I'm saying? Jesus, people. Shoot me.
See me aboard. Energize.
Are you ready to be tuned up? One of the hottest shows on the network will join Captain Smell So Good and international co-host Sayonai from the Netherlands Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smeller Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. It's going down, man. It's going down. All right, check this out, people. We got to get into these headlines. Get into these headlines. Matter of fact, I'm going to do some new shit. How about that? Fuck. Well, no, we got to leave the porn first. We got to always start out with the porn. If it's not porn, it's... Well, I don't know what rhymes with that, but it's porn. Check it out. Let me click on this YouTube real quick. Shout out to your friend from Seattle. All right, Seattle, Washington, up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? All right, holla at the Muda Maker. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Muda Maker? all my muda makers out there. Oh, man, this punk-ass bitch. Goddamn, Ellen Degenerate. She's a degenerate.
Smelly.
What the hell have?
If it's not porn, it doesn't get torn.
Oh! Kind of hurts for the ladies, but hey, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Going down real big. We come up with it, people. We come up with it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come up with it some way, somehow. All right, let's see how updated these headlines get, man. I got to roll up, too, man. So y'all going to have to, excuse me, one brief moment as I rustle up a little marijuana. Mary Jane. El Weedo. You know what I'm saying? And not the Fed prescribed stuff either. Ooh, my bad. Did I say that? Yeah. We only got a couple of headlines, though, man. Sorry, people. Unless you guys want to be on that nutty news wire. Yeah. You can do that, too. But, yeah, hold on, because I'm going to give you first one we're going to start out is Washington Dicks on Chicks. Of course, that's Washington, D.C. You know what I'm saying? And Senator asked Obama to appoint a carp czar. Come on, man. I got to roll up. Because this shit finna get too nutty for me.
Yeah, me
people,
too. Play
all right,
song.
Exactly. Before we get a little song going on. Before we get into the headlines, shit's finna get nutty. Yeah, no, we already know what time that is. All right, any special requests? Okay, then. I do the hot sauce. I don't know who made this song, but this is a funny song. I like it. I do the hot sauce. Welcome if you got them.
Right, left, do your step now, left, right. Left, do your step, I say left, right, left, do your step, now left, right, left, do your step, do the collard greens, I do the collard greens, I do the collard greens, hot sauce on the top, do the collard greens, I do the collard greens, I do the collard greens, hot sauce on the top, say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up, hey. I say fire that good shit up. I do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. Now take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the
Uh-oh.
I said take it to the float. Oh, I said take it to the float. Hey, and do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. I said the hot sauce. I said the hot sauce in the collard green. Now, all y'all niggas that don't know what the fuck is going on. Nigga, we up in the club and we high as hell. Nigga, hitting the blunt, no bones. Say we off in the back with the gin and the rack here. Yeah, nigga, got plenty cups of that, nigga. Hey, if you wanna get down, better come up in this bitch and represent T-Town. Do the hot sauce and do the collard green. Bitch, if you don't know what the fuck I mean, you better get up on the team, put that fire in the air. Got the blunt over here, and together we can share. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Now,
can Miss Piggy bring her juicy ass out here?
Yeah.
I need to
swipe her ass up.
I need some of that bacon.
Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast, hang with jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling,
give
me that chicken. I want that poke, a butter knife and a fork. Ain't got orange juice, oh no. Here's $5, go to the stove. Say my prayers, I'm ready to go. Can't eat too fast, don't want to choke. Ass cheese, grits, bacon, and some toast. With chopper can of orange juice, ain't no joke. Just woke up and woke up breakfast. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Just woke up and woke up breakfast. Got that toast, ain't great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
Like fish, love pig meat. Chitlins, hallmark, pig meat.
cheese. Tastes so good, can't feel my knees. Thanksgiving evening, roast that ham. Spray that pan with some Pam. Got some spices, look like Spam. Took one taste, I was like, goddamn. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. That kind of bacon straight from Georgia. Ship that bacon straight to Florida. Belly so big I can't do yoga. Got two sandwiches with some soda. Bacon kills, you're mistaken. What type of drugs are you taking? Don't keep it from me cause I'll be yelling out, I want bacon. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon. Just woke up and want some breakfast. Got that toast and great jelly. Got my plate and I am ready. Got me yelling, give me that bacon.
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 Y'all know nothing about that.
You got shit for brains.
Hey, you don't fucking talk to me like that, you little boy, Timmy. I your ass. It's all right, you know.
Hey, they were talking about me.
It's okay now. I'm here.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
All right, people. It's 45 minutes past. Well, shit, we way past the goddamn hour. And we into the news. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to give you news from around the world. And I mean the world.
Oh. Did it again. I can't do that. I can't do that. Do it again.
Hey, just a sec. I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
I'm bad, people. My bad. All right. All right, people. Let's get this news started from around the world. And I mean the world. As concerns mount about the presence of Asian carp near Lake Michigan, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, appropriate name, dickhead, today urged President Obama to appoint a carp czar to oversee efforts to keep the invasive species out of the Great Lakes. We need to have one person who coordinates the efforts of the federal, state, and local agencies that are doing everything they can to keep the Asian carp out of the Lake Michigan. Durbin said during a news conference at the Shedd Aquarium, we believe it's absolutely essential. Why the fuck you bitches just don't go fishing? You know what I'm saying? Shit. You can eat carp. Dumbass. Eat carp. What kind of fish you eat?
Oh, I wouldn't know the English names of all the fish that I eat. Tuna. Yeah, that's about it. All the other names, yeah, are Dutch names, so I wouldn't really know what fish it is in English.
Oh.
I'm sorry about it. What do you eat?
Alright. I eat trout, whiting, tilapia. What the other shit? Mullet. My homeboy smoked mullet. When he do it, it tastes good. Not really. Don't really do the catfish and shit like that. Just cause they, you know, shit feeders, and you know what I'm saying. They eat all the bottom of the ocean and shit. So you got to be careful of everything that you eat. You know what I'm saying? Just because they come out the goddamn ocean and it looks edible. And it might taste edible, but hey, people, you don't know what the fuck it's been eating. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Only in Florida, people. Only in Florida. Man jumps out of tour boat to swim with gators. Yes, people, this is some Florida shit. We got to take credit for some dumb shit like this. I don't even know who else got gators like we motherfucking got gators here. Alligators, people. Yes, alligators. A 37-year-old Tallahassee man was charged with disorderly conduct at Wakulla Springs State Park after jumping out of a tour boat to swim with the alligators. According to Wakulla County Sheriff David Harvey, Eric Ross told Deputy Nick Botwell that he intentionally jumped off the tour boat because he observed an alligator in the water and wanted to fulfill a lifelong fear or fantasy of swimming with a gator. Well, I'll fulfill a lifelong destiny for you right here, too. Crazy son of a bitch, you. And give you an award, you crazy mother.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know? See, people, come on. I mean, y'all see, the problem is, they come up with these goddamn movies, the fucking bucket list, and I'm going to do every fucking thing before I die, part 1, 2, and 7. Y'all see all these old bullshit-ass movies, and people motherfucking pay attention to them and feed into them like goddamn
Timmy!
Running around and shit, fucking shit up. That's the problem, man. Jesus, people. What the hell is going on? G-Man Triple X is in the building. What's happening? Shouts out to everybody, man. I'll put a bar to all my Singaporeans, you know what I'm saying? Hude, my dog, you know what I'm saying? All my Dutchians. Kui, my dog, all my Afrikaans. Alo to all my Germans. Ola to all my Spanish people. Oi, mate, all my Australians. Ching Pang, Chang Pang Kong. I don't even know that Chinese. You know what I'm saying? Sounds good, though. You know. Pang, pang.
Pang, pang.
You're being racist. You're being racist. Fuck that. This is the only show that we say tan power. Tan power. Ain't no black power. Ain't no white power. Tan power. God damn it, because it's all of us. All mixed into one. Tan power.
If we wait long enough, it's going to be all tan power.
What's that?
If we wait long enough, the human race will mix and blend into one.
Oh, yeah, we're going to look like a fucking walking bag of Skittles. Yeah, I'm talking about. Yeah. Straight Captain Kirkin up here, baby. Green people and everything. Yeah, we got green people coming. You keep making enough colors, goddammit. One of you some of bitches is going to come out green. Yeah.
Well, that would be cool. That would be a dream for Jackal coming true.
And that's when the aliens come in. Woo! Welcome home, my people. Oh, I need to get that. Oh. Yeah, I used to be able to do that a couple of light years ago. Yeah, light years ago. Yeah. Let me take a sip from our unofficial sponsor that officially pisses you off. That would be Capri Sun's Minute Juices. Because after you suck on these bitches 2 times, all the goddamn juice is gone out these motherfuckers. I don't know why they sell these shits. These are not no damn thirst quenches. These are some pisser offers. That's a new word, people. Pisser offer.
Pisser offer.
Yeah. Pisser offer. Yeah, start writing these words down, man. You know what I'm saying? Pisser offer. What was the other one came up with? I got two virtual bucks for anybody who can remember the other word I came up with. Okay. Nobody there. If I don't all speak it once, you know what I'm saying? We'll all yell at one time. I got the answer. Okay. Let's go over here to Saudi Arabia. Have we been here before?
I'm sure we have.
Yeah, I think we've been here before. But, yeah, women and men are punished for mingling at party. Well, yeah, because I read this before. Remember the other motherfuckers got their ass killed. I don't know what. Well, y'all better not. You better watch where the hell you go. Hey, honey, let's take a trip. Let's go to Saudi Arabia. I always wanted to visit that. All right.
No.
Imagine that. You take your ass on over there. I'm going to read to you just what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Porn music.
Same thing if you go to Iran or stuff. If you're a woman, you have to wear the headband so that your face is not visible
up
on the street. That is fun.
Always strap.
At 100 degrees.
Hey, you like it, I love it, goddammit. You like it, I love it. Four women and 11 men. Whoa, that don't even sound right. It's already off right there. That's a freaky situation right there. Four women and 11 men. Yeah, it's some orgy going on. Oh, yeah, some triple teaming going on up in there now. That's an uneven count. Somebody had to get three on two, three on one. Yeah, I've seen that at a porn. Not going to tell you where, though. Four women and 11 men were sentenced to flogging and prison terms for mingling at a party. Damn. Judicial officials said the men, who are between 30 and 40 years old, and three of the women, who are under the age of 30, were sentenced to an unspecified number of lashes and one- or two-year prison terms each. The fourth woman, a minor, was sentenced to 80 lashes and was not sent to prison. God damn. Y'all think slavery over, shit. Bitches still getting hit like Toby.
That's nutty, all right. Don't
damn.
Go. Don't go there.
Well, I mean, for all you motherfuckers that was mingling, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but, yeah, you get your award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To get flogged on your day off. You see motherfuckers get flogged on your day off and shit. They got flogged on their day off. Man, two classy people. Two classy. All right, let's get some groovy music going on in the background. Shouts out to Jamie Garcia, Jaime. Hola, mi amigo. Mi amigo.
For half an hour.
What the hell is Wampels?
That's a website link that Alexander gave you. You should check it out.
All right. That gives us more funny, stupid news. That's what I'm talking about. I've been looking for. All right. Add to the mayhem. I only had a couple more left anyways than another news. Let's keep it moving. Metley, Florida. Men steal truck of Victoria's Secrets goods. He's got to be RuPaul representative. Got to be RuPaul fans. Florida police said they are searching for two men behind the theft of a truck containing a large amount of Victoria's Secret products. From a storage business. Investigators said the men stole the truck, which was loaded with lingerie, clothing, and lotions from Victoria's Secret from Forward Air Solutions in Medley. Now, the only real sick part, if you find these motherfuckers and they actually got the lingerie on and some open bottle of lotion. Right. What were you guys doing? But they don't get an award because they haven't been caught. But, hey, we'll give them a follow-up because I'm pretty sure they'll get caught. You're in a fucking Victoria's Secret truck. It's all pink, people, with Victoria's Secret on it and lingerie. Two guys are driving it. That's looking pretty fruity. Okay. New York. Woo, woo, woo. My bad, dog. I haven't meant to speak to you. My bad. There you go. Gotta speak to all my dogs out there, you know what I'm saying?
My dog.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, people. These are completely unscripted, uncut. What if we do it here is completely off the wall. Veteran journalist is now a high school graduate. That's what I'm talking about. That's why all the news has been like it was. Because the motherfucker didn't even graduate high school. Journalist Pete Hamill, who covered presidents and wars, ran newspapers and wrote 16 books, is doing something new. Receiving a high school diploma. Right. That tells about your lives throughout your careers. The 75-year-old newsman left New York's Regis High School at age 15 to work in the Brooklyn Navy Yard and never looked back. The New York Daily News reported Friday, on Saturday, he'll receive a diploma. Well, isn't that special? Seeing that diplomas don't do shit for your ass anyways after you get out of motherfucking high school. Let me ask you something. When you went and got a job, did they ask you for your diploma?
No. They actually asked me to come work for them. I didn't have to do anything.
What you mean, no application or nothing?
No. A friend of mine used to work there, and he knew that they were looking for somebody, so he told them, hey, I got just the guy for you. So they called me.
What? That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations, man. That's fucking cool.
I have never had to apply for a job in my life up until now. So.
You say up until now. So shit hits the fan.
And the shit hits the fan, I gotta have to, yeah.
Oh. Alright, people. Well, if you don't know who you're listening to, people, check this out.
See me aboard. Energize.
Are you ready to be tuned up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, so good, and international co-host Saya Knight from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Cry at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shout out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shout out to the solo boys, ILG New Stash Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good will be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I see you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone. It is what it is, holding it down. Jook City DJs. One time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Breaking the Game Entertainment. Holler to us. We out of here.
There you go. All right. Shouts out to the guests. You know what I'm saying? When you get time, you know what I'm saying? Please go and sign up. And either become a friend or dare to be a motherfucking host. You know what I'm saying? And you're always welcome, you know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, that's what we do here. Welcome. Or should I say, willkommen? Huh? Yeah. We speak all kind of languages here, people. You know what I'm saying? Tune in on Tuesday nights, Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? And Time to Learn a Language Tuesday. My Health, Your Health Monday. And damn, I gotta do a fucking promo because I'm already tired by saying that shit. Yeah. I'll do a promo drop for that. Yeah, you gotta schedule fuck all that. We're in Arizona where we're not talking about boycotting their ass for a change. Reusable shopping bags. Oh man. Are contaminated with bacteria.
What
I'm talking about. Yeah. Can going green put your health at risk? Reusable bags meant to replace plastic ones can carry germs that pose problems. A University of Arizona study finds. The researchers tested 84 bags and found that over half were contaminated with bacteria. A lot of people are not aware of the potential for cross-contamination of food. Charles Gerber, co-author of the study, told the Arizona Republic. Let's see if it hits the damn news on ABC, NBC, or any of your local headlines. All right? So all you all going into the damn stores grabbing these old recycled bags, you might want to think twice. I'm not saying don't use them. I'm just saying don't use them. Oh, my bad. Did I say that? Oh, fuck it. Over in California, governor halts use of welfare debit cards at casinos. People, if you ain't laughing right the fuck now, I'm virtually putting my foot in your ass. I mean, like, bam, bam, bam. If you telling me that not only do we have a fucking problem with people going to casinos as it is and going into debt, you telling me that the government is supplying motherfuckers to go and spend at the guy. Come on, people. Come on, people. Come on, people. Let me fire this up first because this shit here is going to get too nutty, boy. Because damn, what the fuck am I doing? I am probably asleep. I mean, I guess I am asleep. The government is issuing our debit cards to gamble with? Damn. Spurred by newspapers' report that California's welfare debit cards can be used to withdraw cash in more than half the casinos in the state, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger issued an immediate ban on state-provided cash assistance at ATMs and gambling establishments. The Los Angeles Times disclosed that electronic benefit transfer cards, yeah, EBT cards, work in automated teller machines at 32 of 58 tribal casinos and 47 of 90 state-licensed poker rooms. Boy, if a motherfucker wasn't getting over why the getting was good, your ass is fucked up. But damn!
But they banned that now, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm saying now. But I'm saying before. Yeah, if you didn't get in where you... That's a get-in-where-you-fit-in moment right there, boy. Damn!
Getting your welfare check at the casino, that's a good idea.
At the casino and flipping it right there. Ain't that a bet?
Can you dig it?
Hell yeah.
Can you dig it?
Hell yeah.
Can you dig it?
Hell yeah. Too crazy for me, people. Too crazy for me. Ah. Damn, man, that make you want to move some places. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, then they going to stay there for, like, just 2-3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Stack my paper off my welfare check. Yeah. Yeah. Let the government give me free money to gamble with. Yeah. All right.
How about money to eat with?
That's what it's supposed to be for.
Well, I do hope they win, but, yeah, not a chance.
Well, the only thing I don't understand is supposed to be EBT cards. EBT cards are for food. But see, they got these cash assistance programs where they allow the card to, you know what I'm saying, be simultaneously used to withdraw cash. And that's the only problem, you know what I'm saying? If they just give motherfuckers what they for, and that's to provide assistance for food. You hungry, bitch. We've given you food. If you give you money, you're going to go buy food. So, goddamn. If we give you money, you're either going to go buy alcohol or you're going to go buy cigarettes. It's just the American way. You know what I'm saying? So cut all that goddamn temptation out and issue out an EBT card. Let them do it the hood way and go sell 25 for 50.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And you make sure that they got stuff to eat and won't waste it on all the shit that they would waste it on normally.
I'm saying. Oh, man, that shit pissed me off. I go up to the goddamn gas station to buy my blunts and shit. This old punk-ass bitch at the counter, she got the whole fucking counter stacked up with goddamn 6,000 motherfucking calories of bullshit. Candy, ho-hos, all this old sick bullshit. Don't even look like she smoked weed. And then pull out a goddamn EBT card to pay for it all. What the? Get the fuck out of here, man. That ain't what that shit for. It's to buy food. Substance, meat, bread, poultry items, juices, not Medi Buddy bars and goddamn sugar tarts, whatever the fuck that bitch is spilling up on me. I want to kick her in her ass. But, of course, that is why America is obese now. And I shall keep moving. Oklahoma. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Police taser 86-year-old bedridden granny. Fucking right.
Bedridden.
Bedridden. Fucking right. Get your ass up, granny. Damn right. Get your ass up, granny. Get your ass up.
she's dancing the boogie.
That's fucked up, man. Police tasered an 86-year-old disabled grandma in her bed and stepped on her oxygen hose until she couldn't breathe. After her grandson called 911 seeking medical assistance. Damn! The woman and her grandson claimed in Oklahoma City Federal Court, though the grandson said, "Don't tase my granny." An El Reno police officer told another cop to taser her and wrote in his police report that he did so because the old woman took a more aggressive posture in her bed, according to the complaint.
Where's the old woman?
This is wrong on so many accounts, man. I mean, that is fucked up on so many accounts. I mean, come on now. On so many accounts, that is fucked up. Then you saying she's giving, oh, man, come on, man. She took an aggressive posture.
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
All right, okay, first off, here you go, guys.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, but since, you know what I'm saying, this was such a tragic event, and Granny had to pull out a can of whoop-ass and sit up on him.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, I think the old lady threatened them, you know what I'm saying? I think they had, you know, they had probable cause, you know what I'm saying? Because she sat up in the bed fiercely, you know what I'm saying? She said,
if I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat your ass like a runaway slave. Start to me.
Something like that. 86, come on.
Granny!
Come on.
Granny! Did you do that? Did you talk to me that way? God damn, man. They was trying to wake her up. That's what they was trying to do, man. They was saying Granny was dying on them, so they had to, you know.
She was having a heart attack. They had to use it.
People, the views that are expressed on this show are not of the rest of the world. Please, please govern yourself accordingly. Gathering the thoughts in. Oh, man, I was fucked up, man. Wow. What? Hell, they shot the damn 7-year-old child in the head and killed her while she was laying asleep on the couch. So what do you expect? Huh? You put fucking power in people's hands, man. You think they're from Jesus Christ. And, hey, we got a million names for Jesus Christ. What does that tell you? Oh, he's been moving. Kellogg is recalling cereal, people. All you Kellogg's, and I was just about to not buy some Fruit Loops anyways. Yeah. Because it tastes bad and smells. Breakfast cereal giant Kellogg said it would be voluntarily recalling 28 million boxes of cereal due to an uncharacteristic off flavor and smell coming from the liner in the package. The cereal brands being recalled include Apple Jacks, Corn Pops, Fruit Loops, and Honey Smacks. The cereals being recalled have the letters KN next to the better if used before data are included in the recall, Kellogg said. So that's how they're marketing, huh? Huh? Yeah. Killer. I don't know. What's K in? Related to cereal. I don't know, but it's fucked up. All right, we're going over here to news provided by the bridge. You know what I'm saying? AKA the chat. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. If you'd like to be part of the bridge right here on the Starship Smelly Prize, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. And we up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. Headline reads, Left Without a Place to Do Business. Right. August 24th, 1:46 p.m., 1000 Block 7th Street. Customer upset because she can't do prostitution out of storage unit. Left premises. Ah, man. Unhappy tenant. Why can't this woman be allowed to make a living? Damn those nasty police. She's just trying to pay the bills. It's the oldest profession, or so they say. Ah, man, that's fucked up. Valuable battery operated device robbery. Okay. Yeah, item stolen. Pam Lindenberg told police December 21st, then a personal battery-operated device was stolen from her residence at whatever the hell. Some duplicate checks and a lubricant were also stolen, according to the police report.
most people reported that.
And this is something that you will report to the police. Yeah, I just keep quiet about this one. I think, would your insurance company give you a voucher to get a new one?
No. Just report it to the police. We want more naughty news.
Oh, man. That is too stupid. That people. Yeah, hell, she crazy enough just for reporting the shit.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hilarious headlines. Girl get kicked by horse. Damn. Girl get kicked by horse, upgraded to stable. That's not hilarious. Dangerously funny. I do hope that the girl is okay in the end, because someone has had just a little bit too much fun with this headline. But again, perhaps it was an April Fool's joke, or maybe it's one of those old-timer jokes that I haven't heard. Girl get kicked by horse. I'm upgraded to stable. Oh, I get it. Wow. It's the weed, people. It just kicked in, people. It just kicked in. Get it, horse, stable? Okay, apparently not.
No.
Okay.
We'll
keep
it
moving. We'll keep moving. Oh, no, a horse. You put a horse in the stable.
Yeah, you put a horse in the stable, so?
Girl kicked by horse, upgraded to stable.
Upgraded to stable. Why is it upgraded?
Okay, we'll keep moving on past that one.
I'm not from around there, smelly fish.
Oh, man. People, you got to love the diversity on this damn show right here. You'll never, ever in your life, you know what I'm saying, probably ever hear no shit like this. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, thank you, Lord, for putting this combination together. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, this is what we do here, people. Do you need a Spanish or English tutor? Spanish tutor, T-O-O-T-E-R. Yeah. Needed for a 7-year-old student. Learn to speak and write fluently. Call after 6 p.m. Right. People, tutor is T-U-T-O-R. Yeah. If anybody answered that as a Spanish tutor and came blowing their horn, Yeah, I don't think they'll be wrong on that one. Because, lady, you fucked up. Right. Would you like a sock with that? Headline reads, "Sock it to me." A 22-year-old woman showed up at a Seattle, Washington emergency room after suffering for 3 weeks with nausea, vomiting, and a dull pain in her back. Doctors discovered the woman had eaten a tube sock. The woman said she had a nervous habit of eating about half a sock each evening.
Yeah, that sounds about right. What is that sprinkled with?
Probably a whole lot of dumbass. Cause yeah. Boy, look at that. Some people will do anything. I mean, just fucking anything.
And if she's out of socks, she eats a t-shirt.
Man, look at here, people. All right, check this out. Finish with my last blank. All right, taking a quick commercial break right here. Coming right back at you. Get your groove on, people. Get your groove on.
Smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record game.
True, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
Edible Undie on the next Maury Spelly show.
Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Career where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets.
in a gang, shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high-ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
Oh, college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Yeah. Just in case y'all, you know, wanted to join.
Yeah, it sounds appealing. It sounds really appealing.
Yeah. It's going down real big right there. Oh, man. Winter sale. Snowblower in good condition. 5-horse Americana snowblower. Tecumseh engine. Track drive, good shape. Used only on snowy days. $450.
What and the? That's an ad?
Yeah, that's supposed to be an ad. Is that supposed to be funny?
I don't know. You read it out loud.
Okay. He was only on snowy days. Mother. When else you supposed to use it? Armed robbery using a snowball. Teens use snowball in theft. Police say. Akron police say two teens robbed a convenience store Wednesday using a snowball as a weapon. One teen grabbed candy while a second teen threw a snowball. Pow! Striking the clerk at the convenience mart on Shaw Avenue, instantly blinding him and hurting his chest. Police say the pair then ran from the store with about 10 whopping dollars worth of candy. If anyone wants to be a snitch, call the fucking police at whatever the hell number was posted. Because, hey, kids, you're the shit. We're getting away with that one with a fucking snowball.
Why isn't there a baseball team that has contracted this kid? Because, that's an awesome strike.
Hey. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody, first of all, you know what I'm saying? Watch the U.S. World Cup today, you know what I'm saying, versus some damn body. Yeah.
35 minutes.
Out there. And 35 minutes, yeah, it's going down. And make sure y'all tune in for My Health, Your Health Monday coming up. And we're going to be doing it real big, real big. We're going to be calling up the shoe company. Flex Vibra shoe or whatever the hell that shit is. I got it written down. We're going to call the ass up. Talking about your feet. Talking about your feet, people. Help. Got to keep your feet healthy. Talking about that Monday. Can young kids go skydiving? Yeah, this is an article. New. This is in the youth program section under general and social. Skydiving for tots. Ages 10 months to 2 years. Introduce your toddler to the fun and thrill of skydiving before he or she develops unwarranted fears of free falling.
10 months
certified
to 2 years? Come on.
Man. They say, seriously, get it, be serious. I'm serious, and don't call me Shirley. Skydiving for kids aged as young as 10 months, what would be the purpose exactly? Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Votes, 15-33 thought it was stupid. Okay, that's cool. You get the little votes. Cheap assorted gardening gloves, 6 fingers. Okay.
For aliens?
Assorted gardening gloves, 99 cents. Yeah, the gloves got 6 fingers.
I don't know. Maybe there are some aliens that would like that. A six-finger glove. Yeah.
That's probably why they're so cheap, because they're a defect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 29 thought it was funny. 17 thought it was stupid.
Really? 29?
Yeah,
I can't believe
that
29 was that? I'd like to talk to those 29.
I'm trying to tell you. A's hole keeps getting deeper. Hell no. Oh, man. A's hole keeps getting deeper. Yeah, that's the headline. Yeah. All I can say about this was thank God for the apostrophe. I don't know what the whole story is, but I'm curious about the hole. they're talking about the big sinkhole that opened up in whatever damn country that was. But shouts out to funny, stupid news. This is brought to you by Wompels.com for almost really funny news. Check out Wompels.com. Big ups to Alexander, 84, the guest that chilled off up in here. Please go sign up because you get that booted. You know what I'm saying? Next time you come here, if you ain't booted or suited, and that's signed up. Heavenly Angel, Amy Garcia, Mr. Sayanai, and everybody that came through and rolled out with us today, man. I mean, we had a slew of people on the show today. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do. And thank you, everybody who came through. Florida UFOs. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. So, Nisha, who popped up in here, appreciate you. Who else we had? Alex Jax. Who that was? G-Man, Triple X. And who else? I think that's it.
That's about it. Well, I hope they'll come back on Monday. For your next show.
Yeah. We'll have a good time, man. All right, people. We're going to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? With a little show stop done. This is Two Man Army. Official2manarmy.com. Check them out. Sayonara. I'll let you, brother.
Smiley. Have a good weekend.
Peace.
See you on Monday.
It's real.
Then give me some more. Then let your man know you don't need him no more. Come over here and give me some more. Bend over, touch your toes, bend the thing real low. The way you're swinging the thing is more like a pro. I like the way you walk across the stage in your high heels, doing your thing. Got your boy going crazy in the brain. Made me put down my drink. Damn girl, you doing your thing. Lil' mama bad, she got the whole team watching. Lil' mama bad, I'm like, yeah, this girl show stopping. She hit a pose, bow leg, and then she look back. She winked the eye, I'm like, yeah, I'm finna catch that. She hit the dance floor and start rolling that thing. I'm like, yeah, bro, yeah, it must be the drink. She got the drink in her sense, I'm like, that's what's up. Lil' mama throw it up, lil' mama throw it up. She see me watching from the corner of her eye. Then I slid up on and did her body so right, ayy. And it was on for the rest of the night, okay. Show stop, lil' mama, show stop. I just drop. I make a sweat, little mama, make a sweat. Go ahead, girl, drop it to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pose. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. Go ahead, girl, drop it low to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down while you're working that pose. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show stop and make them other hoes mad. Turn around and have me hypnotized. I ain't gon' lie, when she drop it to the floor, she caught my eye. I said, little mama, let's go take a ride. Baby girl, sit back and just relax. You man ain't gotta know why I bring you right back. And I'ma take you to the spot where I chill at. And do your body right, yeah, girl, that's a fact. And if the vibe is right, I'ma take you home with me tonight. And I hope the next morning you can tell your man he real tripe. And you can tell him my name is Young R, baby, doing this thing. And I'm the one putting the pipe down on you, lady. Stepped in the club with a pocket full of sacks. Seen Shawty Red, knew I had to get that. The way she made that thing jump and then it vibrate. I
promise to your dog, I thought it was an earthquake. She rose and probably then she really dropped it low. The mama wasn't playing, yeah, she worked it like a pro. I seen it in the cut, rolling like some 24s. And when she dropped, she screamed, I forget the mother hoes. I ran into the shower, yeah, at the club. I couldn't lie, yeah, she had to show your boy some love. She hopped in the whip, yeah, she really wanted pipe. I had to go ahead and let shower spend the night.
Go ahead, girl, drop her to the floor. Twerk that booty up and down like you working that pole. Shorty, don't stop. Yeah, you know I like that. Go ahead, show. Stop that, make the mother hoes mad.
I make a sweat, I make a sweat, I make a sweat, girl, I make a sweat.